Hey, Bob. Hello, Ion. Hello, Bob. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, darling. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
So far, so good. How are the islands?
Magical and wonderful. Very nice. Very nice.
Good.
Yes.
That's good. That's great.
Yes. Thank you. Ion, I have two specific questions I wanted to ask tonight. I want to ask about Bob's private session where you talked, where Bob asked you about reincarnation. And you said that it's not the kind of reincarnation that the Hindus describe as going in and out with the dogs and the cats and laying down together and everything. But what you did say to Bob was Bob said, well, people are transitioning and then coming back into the same body. And you said it's like going to the store and then coming back. And if you say it like that, it's like, oh. So to your response, it's like going to the store and coming back. So people are going and coming in the same body, according to what you responded to Bob. Is that accurate?
That's right. But what you're leaning out is like I take a trip and I come back. I go to Cozumel and I come back. So you're suffering from the disease of called transmigration, which is nothing other than a general path that you proceed to or from. You got that?
Okay, transmigration. So I go to Cozumel and I come back. And I go to Cozumel and I come back. And the going to Cozumel.
So, wait. Are you reincarnated? No. You went to Cozumel on an island and then you came back from that island. And you're still Virginia Sanders, mostly, right?
Mostly, right.
So
okay.
Did anything change you? Hello? Did anything change you while you were there? Did you take on a new persona? Did you become Gina Lola Brigida? You're pretty hot, honey. I'll give you that now. Damn. Let me tell you, it's pretty good. We're not fussing. I'm just saying. So this monstra that you're imbibing that you would incarnate to, you see, did you take over Queen Victoria? Reincarnation is reincarnation, right?
Well, reincarnation says it's a new version of something from the past. Now, we know out of time there is no past, present, or future.
Hey, that's why we said Queen Victoria. Why couldn't you just go on and come back as Queen Victoria or the damn Dimitri?
Because according to your point, you're not going anywhere.
Right? What they're borrowing from is the Hindu god of Vishnu. They're borrowing that word from a Hindu god. V-I-S-H-N-U. They're borrowing that and using it as an excuse of the polity of familiarity. You see? Because it's familiar, but it's not someone else's reality that you're engaging. It's not another. You only have one coronation at a time. You don't get multiple coronations, which you
okay,
agree
you
with.
Said,
so we're getting
okay,
new
wait.
Words.
Oh,
No.
Those are new words. You've never said more than one incarnation at a time, a coronation.
Right.
You said you've got one coronation, period.
Right. Correct. That's right. But then you're talking about the metempsychosis concept of finding your soul in a position of your soulish condition. So I'm a piano player. Okay, I'm a mother. Okay, I'm a dog owner. Okay, I'm an aunt or a nephew or a niece or a child or a something. Those different bindings can lay onto the polity of a reality that you embrace or maybe don't embrace. I'm married. Okay. No, I'm divorced. I'm happy. No, I'm single. You see, it follows into that same swirl. So we're just saying that all those capacities you can engage and embrace, but it has nothing to do with Dharma.
Okay. On the, okay, a Dharma is just a position of the soul where the soul's happy, but all these Hindu and everything references don't do any good for our purpose, because in our purpose, when we're talking about ascension, we're talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Christ as a picture of what is possible. And the whole point of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is that he never died, but he did return to his body. Is that reincarnation?
No. That's not reincarnation, that's called ascension.
Is it resurrection?
Maybe, but see, now you gotta go to, Herbert W. Armstrong, and you gotta go down that pathway for a resurrection. You got to have an erection. Let's call it the great erection. The last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs. with a little dot of Peyronie's disease. A little dot of Peyronie's disease. So if you say it like that, it becomes like, funny. So, look, you gotta take the examples of Hinduism's version of reincarnation, the biblical version of reincarnation, Christianity's version of reincarnation, and then the Islam's version of reincarnation, and they're all different!
I know, but every single time without fail or exception is the standard we have here in Iyengar. So every single time without fail or exception, there is a translation of a human or a god from one reality to another, going to the store and then coming home. And that position right there, every single time without fail or exception, what is that called?
Incarnation,
not reincarnation. Yes. It's incarnation. And
correct.
Do you have but one incarnation, or do you have multiple
correct.
Incarnations?
No. Just one. Like the Christian doctrine, it says God became flesh. Okay? And then God assumed a human nature and became a man in the form of, say, Jesus Christ, as an example. That would be referenced as the Son of God and the second person of the Trinity. Christ was truly God and truly man. So he had a double persona. Okay? Now that's as much as you're going to get between a split incarnation position.
Incarnation.
They tangle that up. And they turn that into a reincarnation. If you have a good life, then you come back as Betty White. If you have a bad life, you come back as a cockroach or something. We don't understand it. It's a little crazy.
Okay. So in the incarnation, the word becomes flesh. That's just not the flesh of the man Jesus. That is the word, the vibration of the Christ taking physical form, becoming matter. All mankind.
Right. The transmigration of souls from the guff. Transmigration of souls from the guff. You're doing good, honey. We never said this before. That's pretty good. Mildred,
okay.
You're doing pretty good.
Okay. So we have the incarnation, the word becomes flesh, the energy, the vibration of the Christ, the Godhead, the eternalness comes into physical form, into matter, as a species or as a single body, because in the Bible, in the Bible it's one body.
Yeah, well, no, but see, you're talking about the larger scale that everyone can attend. See, the body of Christ, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about one body, that everybody becomes formed into one body. We go, yeah, but that doesn't matter. As long as you, individually, you, Jenny Bell, ascend, fuck them. Fuck the rest of them. It doesn't really matter. They're not involved in this conversation. So as long as you're embraced with that and say, oh, okay, I got to get me right. And then every day I can start working the fields. I can start telling everybody else they should ascend.
Okay. In the transmigration of souls from the guff, this whole process, the single incarnation and the transmigration of the souls from the guff, where does it come in with the generational DNA? And is the DNA the book of life?
You hate this. You hate this. Hebrews 9:27. Sorry, baby. I know you hate this worse than life itself. It's Hebrews 9:27. So, sorry. I know you hate it. You don't have to read it. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. Just let Eugene read it.
I'm going to read it because I want, just as people are destined to die and then to face the judgment, it is appointed men once to die, but after this, the judgment, but there is no death, so there is no judgment.
Right.
Okay.
2 Samuel 12:22-23. We're sorry, baby. We are so sorry. We know.
No, don't be so cheeky now.
We are. We don't like that. We just, we want to.
Oh, that was the, that was David.
We like it raw.
And he said, while the child was led alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? This is when David is fasting for the life of his child. But now he's dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.
Correct. And then you go to Ecclesiastes 3.
No. We're not going anywhere until this makes more sense. Okay. So.
We're giving it to you.
The guy, okay, so David is thinking because he's in his mortal form that he's going to die and join the child, but he doesn't believe that the child in the transmigration of souls into the single incarnation is going to return to him. So you're saying
correct.
The child is not returning to this life.
Correct.
Or any life.
That's correct. Or any life. That's correct. Because you only get one coronation. One coronation. You don't get multiple ones. Live long or die high.
But in the space of no time and in the space of eternalness, which we are, and in the space of all the trans multi parallel dimensional aspects of ourselves, we're living more than one life at a time right now.
Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. Yep.
When he says that the child's not coming back, is that just because David doesn't recognize him?
No, it's the condition of separation. But
Ra'i already returned to the field of the plane of essence, and there is no separation.
Fine. That's right. That's why their POWs are running around right now. That's why we're saying the war is over. Y'all won. And everybody says, I'm a victim. I got ADHD. I don't know. Give me some Adderall. I need some Adderall.
Not on the Ion and Bob show.
I understand, but they have questions, and they separate themselves, and then they start wondering about their morbidity. Individuals in the process of ascension start questioning their morbidity. Am I going to live? Am I going to make it? Am I going to make the cut? If I don't make the cut, what happens? What do I do? I don't know. And then Maggie's the only one left asking the questions, like, come on, Ion, I'm fucked up. Help me out here. Come on, help a nigga now. I need some help. Help. Let me get on the show. Let me get it worked out. So then we say, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, quote, and a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Now what happens is you become a new condition, a responsive issue from Abraham's bosom, as related in Luke 16:22-23. Because it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hail he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. See, the separation, this life, death, death, life
yes.
issue
yes.
is not an issue. It's not an issue. You call it, like we make the point over and over and over pretty vehemently of, oh, he's a walker. No, he's a crawler. He's still a crawler. He's just a crawler. He's going to be a walker soon, but he's a crawler right now. That's the way people respond to, oh, well, he's dead. Oh, well, he's still alive. He's still alive. He's like, no, he's dead. He died. He passed on. He went to his reward, fill in the blank, whatever that is. So this is that same aspect. If you look at it like the way we do crawlers and walkers, which are still in the physical, that's a different position. That's what we're saying.
Okay. But the time to be born and the time to die are all based on the false premise of time and death, both of which are yeah. conditions of separation. But in the yeah. eternal stacked up now, there is none of that. And that is that
right.
single incarnation.
Yep, yeah, that's Matthew 19:28.
Okay. So in the single stacked up now, there is that incarnation, and through the ascension or the awareness or the embracing or talking to Bob or taking the drops or whatever it is, engaging your non-physical, you can, an individual can, embrace the large stacked up nows, the false premise of time, the false premise of death, and actually transcend into a state where they become aware of this incarnation, correct?
Well, now see, you're talking about salvation. And that's what you know more about than anybody else here. You know more about salvation than anybody.
Yes, well, salvation is just the aspect of saving yourself, healing yourself. You have the power within yourself.
Well, there's two kinds. There's two kinds. There's original sin, there's personal sin. So you have to decide that archetype. And so now you're making another separation. So that's what we're talking about here from that completion part to say, I'm good enough to be God. Wait now. I'm good enough to be God. And then we go, oh no, all is fallen short in the grace and glory of God, la 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 la. Yeah, okay. But see, then you'd say, no, Jesus is the example that says I can come back into my place of power. I can go down the Emmaus Road and I can ascend back to the throne, back to my throne. And I can sit at the right hand of God the Father, which is who I'm made in the image of. And so all these other words that you're talking about are fine. We don't have a problem because you're very smart and you get this. We're not saying anything about that. We think that's wonderful because it's going to make people shake themselves, and then Deb West can say, hey, you mean it's like that? And we go, hell yeah, feed them deers. Quit complaining. Feed them deers. You'll be all right. It's going to be great. Then what happens is she gets it. And that's the point. That's the Mata Hari of this conversation that allows the spy to penetrate the inside citadel that allows humans to realize that they're so close to their power they can but taste it even now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's good for now. We'll come to the generations in another conversation because...
Okay, Ephesians 2:8-9, while you're doing that, look that up. Not now, not the second. But now you got to come back into the place where you can sort of embrace this thing. From the steps, okay? 1 Peter 3:21, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, 2 Corinthians 5:17. There's several of them. Not for now. Not for now. We're sorry about this because we know how much you hate this, so we're sorry. But you brought it up, so we had to do it. So none of us could do it.
Okay. Thank you for that. Very good. One incarnation, no death, no time. I like that. Next question.
Yeah.
Uvalde. Okay, so it's such a mixed bag of nonsense down there, but the parents are in there shooting the killers, grabbing their kids, and doing all this stuff while the cops stand around outside. Who gave the order for the police to stand down and not engage?
No one gave the order. They were all waiting on somebody to give the order. But since Sandy Hook, the deal is You don't wait. You breach it. Save the babies. Get the babies. Whatever you got to do. If you get killed, you get killed. Blah, 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 blah. But you've had this whole scenario. And now look this. Now look, watch this. Every time Hillary Rodham Clinton has had a problem, there's been a shooting. From the church in North Carolina to Sandy Hook. Every time she's had trouble, there's been a shooting, a mass shooting. So here's another mass shooting that went down while Hillary Clinton is a distraction. Now, it sounds glib to say it like that, but look it up. It's pretty good. Call Bert. Bert will give you a little insight on that. It's pretty fun.
Well, the TikTok.
Find out how that happened.
Yeah, that guy did that TikTok on, that's on Ion and Bob, kind of delineating the talking points on that as far as, okay. So you're backing that up and saying that that's not speculation, that's actuality.
We sent that, darling. That's how I got on Ion and Bob. We sent that. He doesn't pick those arbitrarily out of, he's not that smart to arbitrarily pick those out of the blue. So we
Bert?
Mm-hmm. And so this is that's the distraction. Remember true love, coitus, and pornography? That's the distraction. Now what you're asking is that why were they sitting out there waiting instead of going in and doing whatever it is they do? I'm there, okay, and I'm here. Okay, then they got shot, then they were waiting at the door, then they didn't get the door. Then the goddamn killer goes and shuts the door that the teacher left open when she went back to get her cell phone. And then he locks them out of the damn door, and they ain't got a key to get into the door. So it turns into this perfect conundrum, the perfect storm, as it were. And now you got five sets of police that saying different things. Well, that's not true. Well, no, that's not it. Yeah, we waited an hour and 20 minutes. There's a lot of blood. We don't get blood on our shoes, so we waited an hour and 10 minutes. Let the blood start to congeal. To coagulate, you know, Jell-O was set up in a little while, so we was waiting so we didn't get it off our shoes, so we didn't have no trouble as we were going through it. You understand this is not an issue or a point of placement. The cat was in there with 300-plus rounds with a semi-automatic weapon just shooting people. So shooting up so badly that they had to do DNA to prove which babies was which baby. Now, that's fucked up. They knew who was in the classroom, but they had to do DNA to figure out which one that's how shut up they was. So he was just a madman on a rave, you see. And he told everybody that's what he was going to do, so I don't know why anybody's surprised. I mean, the man told you what was going to happen, planned it out, laid it out in the whole schematic of things. It's not like it's some big secret, some big mysterium that slipped into his body and the devil done come out in him and did all that stuff. That's where he went to school. He knew how it worked. He knew how it went. He said, when I get 18, I'm going to go shoot up at school. I'm going to kill my grandmama or shoot my grandmama in the face. We've mentioned that a time or two about people shooting people in the face. And we done that? We think we said something about that. And so now that's what's happening. So it's like, uh-oh. Even Larry Kudlow's upset. I don't know how he's upset, but even he's upset about it. That was just pretty astounding.
Okay.
Yes, dear. Did we shoot our load? Did we shoot our load? Should we have been soft?
Did we shoot our load?
Should we have cuddled a little more first? We'll cuddle.
No, that's okay. That's okay, Ion. I'm used to it.
Girl, we love to cuddle. Get that thing going. Oh, now, let me tell you. So, the point is that these distractions, and that's what they are, we would come back to say, people die every day.
Yep.
This is just a distraction. This is yet another distraction. Now, if you were following Primitive Baptist or fatalism, William Shakespeare's fatalism, then it would be that would be those children's time to separate themselves from their earthly beings, their earthly bodies. Okay? If you follow fatalism, it was their time to go. Otherwise, wait a minute, everybody in the school didn't get dead. Right?
Right. And a lot of parents went in and took their children out even while he was in there shooting shit up.
Sure. No, well, that's exactly right. Let me tell you what. If one of JW's kids is in a situation like that, there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to keep him out of there. He'd be in the middle of it. I don't know. One of them would get an ass whooping now. It wouldn't be no conversation. It would be no, zero, zero conversation. No, I didn't ask you, could I go in here? I didn't ask you. No, no, you got this. You got this fucked up. My baby's in there, and we're going to go get my baby. If you like that, good. If you don't like that, good. But I'm going to go get my baby. Just it. That's it. They ain't no law. Ain't no constable. Ain't no issue. That's what their mamas were saying. And so them up there fighting with the police outside trying to get in, the energy that it took to keep them back, if they all run in, they all couldn't get shot dead. Why, the babies was in there bleeding out. A lot of them babies died, and they didn't have to. They died, and they didn't have to. They bled out waiting for the Border Patrol to come and say, fuck y'all, I'm going in. This ain't no different than what I see. This ain't as bad as the Sinaloan cartel. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to talk about them, are we? Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that. We're sorry. We're sorry, Jenny Bell. We didn't mean to break the rules again.
I didn't say anything. I don't care about this.
Page by morning.
Now, but the Sinaloan cart, but who orchestrated this thing? I mean, who is behind this?
Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Clinton's behind it, period, a buffo. That's it.
On this one. Now, the next one, we'll have to see. We do have some more trials and tribulations coming, because the next trial won't be in D.C., where half the jurors gave money to the Clinton election process. So it don't matter. None of this matters, though, darling. Now, we don't mind talking to you. We fuck with you. We don't mind telling you anything you ask. We'll tell you. We're just saying it's not important and it doesn't matter, because at the end of days, which is where we are, it really won't make any difference. You see, as long as Bob doesn't fuck this up, everything's good. Everything's good. As long as Bob don't fuck it up, it's good.
And this is a distraction for who then? Because if we're all good and Bob's, and we already know that Bob's not going to fuck this up. So
well, that's it. Now you got a higher standard than Bob does. Bob's still trying to figure it out himself. He's done this several times before, and it hadn't gone so good. So yeah, it's a nip and tuck kind of a situation here, trying to see how this goes. But the hope is he's gonna work it out. And to quote the most famous Dr. Carolyn Dean, we have her in quotes. And we'll say it again right now. Right there, it's like Ion. Are you sure that Bob is the best choice to be in charge? Are you positive that's the best way to go? We go, no, Carol, that's not the choice, but that's worked out. She's like, okay, we're going to go with it. She's like, you may regret this. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. And there we are. So, yeah, it's great fun. Because now what happens is he gets to rise and shine. All this pink-toe slingback dog shit that he has been pimping for the last 40 fucking years is coming true. And to him and to his chagrin, it's coming true. And he doesn't know what to do with it. So it's great fun.
Okay, very good. Well, then we put our faith and trust in Bob. Yep. All right, we put our faith and trust in Bob.
Yeah, praise Bob. Did you ever think that Bob would actually own the Church of the Subgenius? Did you ever think that? He stayed there for 100 years.
I think it's pretty awesome.
He actually has it. Okay. How about the McLuhan Foundation? What about that? Did you think he would actually control it? The jerk-off's not too happy about that. How about the Marshall McLuhan Foundation? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. You mean there's two? What? No. Get out of town. But nobody gives a fuck about McLuhan or anything like that. Now he's on Croker. So I guess he'll take over Mary Louise's position now. He can own Mary Louise. Maybe that's his next goal of his stridence that he's going to put into his vesicular condition of response. But we'll have to see how that goes. But anyway, it's getting kind of fun, and it's getting a little bit crazy. Crazy means that when Bob starts looking sane, y'all should be concerned. When Bob starts looking sane, y'all should be concerned. Do the math on this. Bob is not sane. And when he starts sounding normal and typical and topical, we have a problem.
Ion, you're just the best. You really are. And one,
it's really fun.
It is very fun. It is very fun. Now, one final question, and this is totally unrelated to anything. But the other day we were talking, and you mentioned the kind of a tequila that I should try, and I forgot what it's called. What is it that you were saying?
Hendrix.
The gin people?
The gin people make one of it, and then they make a Hederos.
Okay,
now,
very
Spanish
good.
Spanish people say that they're different. It's a little bit pricey, but see, Patron just ain't no good no more. It's smooth, but that's like the Jose Cuervo version. Patron is lost. It's the citronage, folks. Because you can do anything with a good agave. We're not saying about that. But the Hernandos, it's pretty much top.
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. That's what I needed.
They got some 200-year-old stuff now that is like you dick in the dirt now, just saying, they don't want to do all that because it's so smooth. It's like banana rum. You sipping, and next thing you know, your feet don't work. Your legs don't work. When you get up, you lay down right quick because it'll get you. Because it's so perfect, the agave becomes so pure that it's like a nectar, like a hummingbird after sugar water. It's like that.
Mm.
But it's amazing. It's amazing. But it's about 170 proof.
Oh dear, that's a little too strong for me. All right.
Yeah. Well, you cut it down. You put the lime in the coconut. You know how that goes. it's like John Durham. You have to mellow him out a little bit because you can't take him all at once.
And the Sussman thing with all the fake jury and stuff, it's still just more distraction.
Yeah. No. All they were doing is just the facts, ma'am. All that happened there is he knew he wasn't going to win in a D.C. jury, for fuck's sake. He wasn't going to get they found him guilty. He'd win on appeal in that district. District is D.C.? Lost, he'd win. That's not what this is about. What this is about was entering that into evidence, bringing that into evidence in a trial. In trial, you said blah. You said, I took the information about Trump and Alpha Bank to the FBI. That's the rub. Now, they said you lied about that because you said you was doing it on your own, not even though you billed the Clintons for it. That doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. The conversation is that it came from somewhere. And Trump says they've been after me all along. And he said, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Russian this, Russia. Now come to find out it's Democrat. You see? So all they're doing is pinning the tail on the donkey, and this is the only way to bring that out.
Got it.
There's no other possibility. There's no other possibility this could ever be unearthed. Because Trump went to Washington to drain the swamp. He didn't realize that every goddamn body there was in the swamp.
Yeah, exactly.
You get rid of everybody.
Right.
And then kind of find out you're going to have to get rid of everybody. Well, time is coming.
Okay, now, when Donald John comes back as the Viceroy, what is the government going to be called?
What government?
It's not going to be a government. It's going to be a monarchy,
We don't know. It's going to be a feudal system. It's going to be the War of the Roses. War of the Roses.
I know, but you said that a lot, but I don't understand the inference or the reference. I mean, I've looked at the War of the Roses.
Then Bob can tell you. Bob can tell you about the War of the Roses. He was just a boy. He was just a boy when that was going on. It was like somebody was beefing. Some family had some shit, and they was beefing with another family who had some shit, and their shit was bigger than their shit. So the War of the Roses became the battle royale to see who was going to be in charge. Just like in the Christian church. The battle is not over right and wrong. The battle is over who's in charge. That's what the entire Garden of Eden experience is about. Who's in charge? Not right and wrong. Everybody knows right from wrong. Hell, even GQ knows right from wrong. That's not the conversation. The battle is over who's in charge.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. I will call Bob in the private session and ask him more details then.
That's fun. Thank you so much. I'm glad you had a great trip. It was great fun, though. Could the weather be more perfect?
The weather was very perfect, and every detail was beautifully appointed and attended to, and always all gratitude for all things Ion, always, always, always.
Yeah. Okay, check your labels. They're going to be messed up for a little bit, so don't get stirred up. You know how you go. You go all to pieces. Don't do that. It's going to be fucked up. We're just telling you right now. So be on it so you can get ahead of it so you won't be taken aback. It's a label thing. It's a label, another label conundrum. It'll be all right.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Don't
be so hard on them people. You're just too hard on them people.
You give me a bunch of crack, so you stop it. You stop it. You tell me I'm too soft and they're getting away with murder and they should be working like a junkyard dog and now I'm too mean. You stop. You stop.
Their meetings is pretty tough. They're pretty tough, their meetings. They're pretty tough.
They can be, but we got to get some stuff done. We have to get stuff done.
Keep it moving. I think the warehouse should be the size of a shoebox. You get it in and sell it. Fuck it. Fuck all this stacking, racking. Fuck all that. Get it in, sell it. Call it a day. We got it ready. Let's sell it. That's it. Make it like a meat counter. That would be easy. But that would be kind of fun.
That's right.
Yeah. But you got to get it because you're going to have bottle troubles. But stay on top of this now because it's going to get ugly now. Because these are the days of Elijah.
Mm.
Oh, you know what that means. You know what
that
means.
Hey, Jenny.
Yes, sir. Yes, Bob.
I couldn't get in earlier. My phone was dead, and I didn't know it. I pointed out to you way back there that Hillary was dead. It's what's behind the icon of Hillary, which are aliens. That's who's doing these.
Okay. Well, that kind of explains the... Bob, do you think the aliens are ruthless?
Yeah. They're the Pentagon aliens. They work at the NASA.
Ruthless.
They're mean.
John
so
Wayne,
the other thing is, Jenny,
boy.
It's the House of York
boy compared to
versus the House of Lancaster. Lancaster, California,
right.
Zappa. He wrote a book about the Duke of York hassling Francesco Zappa in the 1765 period. He was a composer, and the Duke of York hassled him. So Zappa, House of Lancaster against the Duke of York.
He was a fagula, too, but that's another thing.
Yeah, now that could have been prefigured in the Royal Albert Hall trial in 75 where the Queen went against Zappa, House of York versus Zappa over his lyrics in 200 Motels Hotel, which he was rehearsing musically in her
before
Royal Albert Hall.
Before
Apostrophe. And she objected to that, so they wouldn't let him play. So he sued them, and he lost. But the trial is very funny, the script, because they talk about the lyrics. You get all the crazy lyrics into the record.
Same thing going on right here, right now. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, ma'am. But that was good.
Okay,
Bob,
thank you very much, Gene. That was very good. Your topics were good.
Thank you, Bob.
Go over the War of the Roses, Bob. She don't get the construct. I mean, she knows about it, but explain how it applies to the feudal system that we're fixing to go into. Because we're not going to try to put a label on it. Well, we're not going to put a label on it because y'all are creating this fucked up shit as you go. You can't, You got to be Marvin's creators to create this bullshit, because nobody makes this crap up. You couldn't make it up if you was dead. Pretty fun, so let's see how it goes. Okay, get us some Bertrand.
Yeah, so you have in the tiny note chart the War of the Roses in the Dobbs Quadrant.
Yeah.
It's the only one that has a Shakespeare play that's not a tragedy. It's Henry V. Henry V wrapped up the War of the Roses in 1485, I think. 1422 is a number in there somewhere. Maybe he was born in 1422.
Come on,
yeah, so that's the symbolism of Henry V in my quadrant on the tiny note chart. Okay.
But Ion said specifically it's about who's in charge.
Yeah, well, that's what my life's all about.